News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another stopgap spending bill cleared Congress, heading to President Biden for his signature. It averts a looming partial government shutdown. Congressman Chip Roy says that the well-being of the republic is threatened by spending money that we don't have. After a series of highly publicized stunts, Hunter Biden is finally agreeing to a closed-door deposition before two House committees. It's part of the impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden, the deposition set for the 28th of February. More severe weather is hammering parts of the country today, from the Midwest to the Northeast. Two big storms are on the move, bringing snow to a vast area, including some of the biggest cities of the East Coast.
We're looking at the potential there for a few inches of snow stretching from the Washington, D.C. metro, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and up towards the New York City metro, where there could be as much as 1 to locally 3 inches of snow.
Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service. More than 36 people have died as a result of severe weather this week. The Pacific Northwest, the Plains, and the Midwest have also seen their share of stormy weather in the past few days. Also at SRNNews.com, it's the 51st annual March for Life taking place today in Washington, D.C. The American Life League's Hugh Brown says the pro-life struggle goes on because abortion is not going away.
I don't think there's a law we can pass. I don't think there's a president we can elect. I don't think there's a judge we can nominate and get placed. It's going to end abortion because abortion is entrenched in the minds and the hearts of the people of this country.
Today's is the second March for Life since the repeal of Roe versus Wade. On Wall Street, stocks are higher so far. The Dow is up 45 points. The Nasdaq better by 47. This is SRN News. Big Brother is watching you.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republicans working on a bill that would ban teachers from wearing a rainbow flag lapel pin in public schools and universities. The measure forbids government employees from displaying any flag or even depictions of flags that show a racial, sexual orientation and gender or political ideology viewpoint in a state or local government building. The ban would not apply to students or to government employees when they're not at work or in public buildings. This is SRN News. Stretching hundreds of miles off the East Coast, scientists have mapped a massive deep ocean coral reef.
Researchers have known since the 1960s that some coral were present off the Atlantic coast, but the reef's size remained a mystery until new technology made it possible to map the ocean floor in 3D. The reef extends for about 310 miles from Florida to South Carolina. The total area is nearly three times the size of Yellowstone National Park. Scientists say it's possible that larger deep-sea reefs will be discovered, since only about 75% of the world's ocean floor has been mapped in high resolution. Keith Peters reporting.
Turns out the small airplane that crashed into the ocean off California last weekend was built piece by piece over nearly a decade. One of tens of thousands of home-built aircraft, part of a high-flying hobby that's been taking off all across the country in recent years. More details, SRNNews.com.